But I grasped his reasoning. Soulcatcher, and everyone else with an interest in keeping us and those animals apart, would assume that we would keep them close till we could decipher them. Out there in the field, we wouldn't have time to worry about protecting them. So we might as well hide them in a place that, right now, only the Radishan knew existed. Shit, I said softly in Taglian. No matter how many languages I learn, I always find that word useful. It has pretty much the same meaning in every tongue. Taide didn't ask. Taide almost never does. Behind me, more than the next lamp away, Croker came out of his cell with a black blob perched on his shoulder. That meant he was going to see somebody native. He thought the crows intimidated the Taglians. I told Taide, this is something I have to handle myself. Go tell Uncle Doge and your mother that we'll be leaving sometime during the night. The captain has decided.
You must accompany me, Potway. I cannot find my way in this great tomb.
He sounded like he meant it, too. Nguyen Bao keep their feelings well hidden, but I saw no reason why someone who had grown up in a tropical swamp should feel at home inside an immense pile of stone. Especially since all his past experience with cities and big buildings had been negative in the extreme. I hurried to get him back into territory he knew well enough to walk alone. I had to get into Croker's cell fast before he and his feathered friend returned. That's where we were keeping the books right now. We did not want anyone to know we had them, though Soulcatcher surely suspected if she was aware that they'd been stolen from her where she'd hidden them. What a convoluted game. I felt my wrist to make sure I still wore the loop of string that was really an amulet one I had given me, so I would be immune to all the spells of confusion and misdirection around the chamber where we kept smoke. Even before I collected the books, noting that Croker had shooed all crows, closed the window, and covered it with a curtain, I was thinking how best to conceal them once I had them where Croker wanted them to go. It wouldn't be long after we left that the Radishah would start wondering who was taking care of the wizard now. My bet was that she would start looking for him. She was stubborn enough to find her way to the room. Though she had shown little interest in smoke lately, she'd never given up hope of bringing him back. If we enjoyed many successes against the Shadow Master, she would want his help even more. Everything we did seemed to have potentially unpleasant consequences. Chapter 8. When the old man decides to move, he moves. It was still tomb dark when I left the palace and found him waiting with two of the giant black stallions that had come down from the north with the Black Company. Specially bred during the ladies' heyday, with sorcery instilled into their very bones, they could run forever without getting tired and could outrace any mundane steed. And they were almost as smart as a really stupid human. Croker grinned down at my in-laws. They were completely nonplussed by this development. How were they supposed to keep up? Kind of pissed me off, too. I'll handle it, I said in Nguyen Bao. I handed Taide my stuff, climbed the monster Croker had brought for me. It had been a long time since I had ridden one, but this one seemed to remember me. It tossed its head and snorted a greeting. You too, big boy. I took my stuff from Taide.